I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, Lindsay needs some answers here on a second date update. So her mom sets her up with a son's friend. She was reluctant to go, but she goes anyway. She thought things went great. Clearly the dude didn't think so because she hasn't heard from him. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us about this great date you had and how it all came about.
So, I am the last one of my siblings to be single. I would also like to point out that I am the hot one.
That's clearly.
It's all good, talk.
I mean, my mom's been pressuring me to find someone. And, you know, she tells me that the clock's ticking, but I'm only 32. But it annoys me, you know, and I ignore because she's my mother. But she's been trying to set me up with my coworkers, her coworker's son, for about a year now. And finally, I was like, all right, we'll do it. And I went out with them. And honestly, I had a really great time. It was amazing. You know, I even told that to my mother, which is something we just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, you don't want moms to get the W on stuff like that.
Exactly. You know, she's been asking every single day when we're going to go out again. And I'm really not sure. He hasn't messaged me. I haven't heard from him. He stopped responding. And it's been 2 weeks. So I don't know what happened. I thought it was great.
I've often asked this question. Like, are your parents, do they know you so well that they're good matchmakers? Or do they really not know who you are, so they're terrible matchmakers? What they see and what you are might be two different things.
I mean, we've done this several times on the show with people and let their parent choose their who they're going to go on a date with. I think we also did with Katie. We let her mom go through her her dating app and choose people.
As a general rule, are they good matchmakers or horrible matchmakers?
General rule, I think they see a different version of you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they would be good matchmakers.
I say terrible. I think they know you as a child, not as a partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they tend to choose people that fits their vision of who they've pictured you with. Mm. And that might not be the person that you're actually into.
So here's the worst part of this whole thing too, Lindsay, is that you go back to your mom and you tell her that the date goes great. So now in her mind, she's like, oh, I am good at this. So now she's going to continue to set you up on these dates. But the truth is, you had a great time on this one. So there's nothing that you can point to over the course of those couple of hours where this dude is just fine. Like, there was some tension. Nothing?
Nothing at all. It was a great time from start to finish.
How did the date end?
It ended with, you know, him walking me to my door. And a kiss on the cheek, and that was it.
Oh, the kiss on the cheek. Mm-hmm. It's the kiss of death.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
Oh, it can be.
It can be.
All right, so this is your mom's coworker's son. Has your mom and coworker had any conversations?
If they have, she hasn't said anything to me.
Oh, your mom wouldn't hide this, would she, if she knew?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. So I don't think they have. But I don't think my mom is going to ask her coworker.
Yeah.
You know?
I would be double annoyed, too.
She goes as far to set me up the date, but she won't you know, try to fill out the whole relationship for me, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that you didn't really want to go in the first place, and then you finally are convinced to go, and then the person ghosts you, that I would be so annoyed by that.
Now, in a couple of minutes here, Lindsay, we'll tell you what we already know about why there's no second date. But, Abby, what's your guess here?
I just think he didn't have a good time like you did. I think when somebody isn't making the effort to meet up with you again, mm-hmm. I think we can delusion ourselves into thinking, well, he just liked me too much and he just didn't want to, he just, you know, he's too scared for, I just think maybe he didn't click with you the same way that you clicked with him. And I know that's beyond annoying because I have been in that situation where like a guy likes you first, or maybe you get set up with someone and you weren't into it. And then all of a sudden you catch feelings and they don't for some reason. And now you feel like you've been bamboozled into heartbreak. So I feel you on this, but I just think he's not that into it.
Did your mom and your mom's coworker work together? Were they in cahoots, or did your mom just know her coworker had a son that she thought you should go out with and she did this rogue?
I think they were in it together.
Okay.
To be honest. Which is really sad because like I said, I'm 32, so no, they're playing matchmaker. Makes me a little frustrated, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm hoping you guys can give me some answers, and I'm hoping he did have a good time too, and maybe he's just busy or something happened in between.
Wait. Here we go. Let's stop there. If a guy is interested in you, I'm too busy is not even an option. How long does it take to text somebody? I mean, if he's totally into you, they will find time. So let's make that clear. And secondly, you don't got time for this nonsense. You're 32 years old. And I say this every time we do this. That's why I think it's a stupid bit. Is like, why? Like, what does it even matter? He's telling you everything you need to know right now.
You know your name's on the show. We don't have to do this.
It's a stupid bit on my show.
But it does so well in the podcast ratings.
I'm aware.
All right, Lindsay, we do know why there's not going to be a second date. Our show director, Tommy, reached out to this dude. We got answers for you. You just got to hang out a couple of minutes to get them, okay? And I promise you, we will not ghost you.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll do it in a couple of minutes. The Burt Show.